now you've walked about 10 minutes and you've reached the gate that marks the beginning of the official nature trail that goes through the preserve property. You'll notice there's a sign there that warns folks that this is private property. The conservancy, in order to balance its deer herd, does allow licensed hunters who have a lease agreement with the conservancy to hunt the property. So if it's between September and January, please do be careful. There may be hunters on the property. And as you enter, please sign the sign-in sheet that's in the little kiosk right at the beginning of the trail here. You'll see a little placard that'll give you some history about the property and some information about the kinds of things you're about to see. You'll notice on the walk in that there's the very tall grass growing alongside the trail on either side. That's an invasive weed called Phragmites that is overtaking many wetland type habitats throughout the eastern shore of the Chesapeake Bay. The preserve does do some Phragmites management on some of their properties, but this is a pretty remote one and tough to get the equipment in. So Phragmites is gaining a foothold in this particular location. The trees that you see along, the most predominant species is loblolly pine. It's a very fast-growing species that's native to this area. And as you can see from all the dead snags, it provides a lot of habitat for woodpeckers. You're likely to see pileated woodpeckers, red-headed woodpeckers, downy and hairy woodpeckers. Northern flickers all take advantage of the bugs that feed on these dying trees. And if you're here in the months of October and November, you may hear a strange sound emerging from the marsh, the whistling call of the sika deer. It's another non-native species that was introduced about 70, 80 years ago and has established a very robust population in Dorchester County. It's actually a small elk species that reaches about 100 pounds for a large male. They've become very abundant in the region, and because they're not native, there are some concerns about their impacts on our native habitats here. The preserve is hunted to control these species, although it is important to note that the preserve is not open to public hunting. So we'll continue on, and shortly we'll be out in one of the first areas of marsh that you'll see, and we'll talk more about that habitat when we get there.